This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Were you a big Sears guy?
There was a old Sears that I was interested in purchasing.
You wanted to purchase the building?
Where the Sears was, because I thought it would be a perfect spot for a nice, beautiful hockey rink. I almost bought the Bluefins when I played in Bridgeport, the baseball team.
So instead of the Bluefins and a hockey rink, you went with the Alpacas and the ATS.
Correct. Yeah, those have all worked out really well.
That's nice.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
I'm going to say Rangers win tonight.
Oh, yeah.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I don't like that drop. The oh yeah. I said it for fun yesterday. Now it's come back to bite me.
I'm going
to
say Rangers win tonight.
It's always presented by Progressive Insurance. But let's get back to the Rangers. That was a great game at the Garden last night. Crowd was into it. Huge hit from Trouba. I mean, it was everything. Your big players played well. Power play comes through again. Your goalie is phenomenal. It's like every step on the checklist to get a win from the Rangers happened in the game last night.
Yeah, I mean, you played the game that you had to play. And the Rangers played well at home. But again, I go back to that Shesterkin save early in that game on Pesci was an unbelievable save. Kind of set the tone. You don't want to give Carolina any belief that this is going to be the one road game that they break through and get the win. So he makes that big save. You mentioned the Trouba hit. That's how you handle your business. If there's something you don't like, especially when you're playing in a playoff series, because every game is so important, every power play, every penalty kill is so important. If there's something that you don't like, and Max Domi at the end of the game taking a shot on Lindgren, you heard Gallant talk about it, that in their mind was unnecessary. So Domi at some point was going to pay the price, but you got to do it the right way. You can't take a penalty. You can't be stupid. You can't do what St. Louis did the other night chasing after Kadri. Take his number. You get a chance, head down, and Trouba just absolutely flattened him.
Flattened. I saw it live, and I was like, oh, my God. And then I saw it on the replay, and I was like, how is he getting up?
I was surprised he got up because he was coming down as Trouba was going to hit him. So he was losing his balance, and that was just a devastating hit.
Oh, devastating. And it changed the entire game. So you get the hit. Then they instigate a fight. I forget. Lawrence, was that his name that did it?
Lawrence.
Lorenz. All right, so he now instigates a fight, gets the extra two. Rangers go on the power play, following what was a great power play earlier in the period, score the goal. Then Lindgren, the Fox deflection, makes it 2-0. And from that moment on, you felt like the Rangers were, and they were, in control of that game.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I mean, again, listen, you didn't ask Shesterkin to steal you the game. He had to make big saves and big
He was
moments.
Still good, though.
Oh, he was still really good. I mean, started that second period, he made that great great left toe save on Teravainen, which was a phenomenal save. Had the poke check. So yeah, I mean he played the kind of game that you needed. You mentioned the power play goal. I mean the Rangers are 6-1 now when they score a power play goal. And why that's so important too is because the Carolina Hurricanes are so bad on their power play right now. So bad. And you don't understand how demoralizing that is when you're that bad on your power play. Because that's usually your power play is usually your best players. So, like,
they don't even get opportunities on the power play.
Well, no. I mean, when you've been as bad as they've been on the power play, that affects everybody because you realize how important that is. Because you're going up against one of the best goalies in the world. Right? Now you're chasing the game because you're down. You can't get anything going on the power play. I thought Mika was good again. Kreider was good. I thought Kopp had a really good game. Fox was all over the ice.
I think they all played well. I thought it was Kreider's best game of the postseason. You mentioned Fox earlier, right? I mean, Vetrano had the big goal. It's a beautiful pass from Kopp. It's like it was all working last night for the Rangers. I thought Miller was good. I thought they were great. You play like that, and you're going to be real tough to beat.
You'll be real tough to beat. Yep, that's absolutely true. Let's see if they can take that game and bring it to Carolina now.
It's so difficult, though. The one thing I will say is, and even though I think Carolina had much better play in game two than they did in game one, I mean, the Rangers were in both of those games, right? They should have won game one and even game two. With 5 minutes to go in the second period, the Rangers had a four-minute power play.
And they give up a shorthanded goal.
Yeah. You're right. So you start a four-minute power play, you give up a shorthanded goal, and by the end of it, you're now shorthanded yourself.
Yes. Correct.
So,
you're down.
You know, it's not like they lost those games 5-1, 6-1, and they were not in those games. They were very much in those games.
No, I know. It doesn't matter, though. My point is it doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter how it looks. That's the beauty of the playoffs. It doesn't matter. You could lose 10-0. You could lose, you know, 2-1 in double overtime. It doesn't matter. Because you just, every day is a new day. Like, we want to sit here and pretend like, okay, you know, the Rangers win two games. They played a great game four, that momentum will carry over to game five. That's not necessarily the case.
So it means nothing. You played a good three, a great four. You'll take the ice Thursday night, 7 o'clock, right here on 98.7 ESPN, and you take all the first four games and throw them out the window.
Yeah, because you don't know. Like, you know, you now have the recipe as to how you need to play to win. But you also know that going to Carolina, that Carolina's a different team at home, and now they control the matchups. So now, as good as Mika has been in the last couple games, you know, look at how he looked in the first two games, right?
When he was very
silent. Up against the stall line every game, and just it's exactly what happened to Boston. Same exact thing.
You know what I would love though? Give me this. Give me the first goal. I would like to see get that first goal, and let's see if Carolina gets tight.
Oh no, they. I mean, that's huge for them. That would be humongous to go in there.
You
get the
fall
first goal.
Behind in a game, and let's be fair. All the pressure's on Carolina in Game 5.
Oh, absolutely. No, they got to go back to the Garden for Game 6 and have not won a road game yet?
Because you love the Rangers' chances in Game 6. So if you could somehow go in there and steal that Game 5, I mean, the Garden will be bedlam on Saturday night.
Oh.
Or afternoon. We don't know what time that game is going to
be
played.
It would be crazy. Crazy.
If you're a Rangers fan right now, I know you're not. You've established that. If you are, we'll open up to the Rangers fans at 1-800-919-3776. At this moment, how do you feel? Do you feel bullish? Do you feel anxious? Do you feel excited? Do you feel like we've accomplished so much already? The rest of it is gravy. Like 2-2, second round of the postseason, incredibly young team. How do you feel?
I think you have to feel great right now. They took care of business. I mean, they did exactly what they had to do. And then you can look at game one, a game that they played a great 40 minutes and had a chance to win that game.
Should have closed that game out.
Should have closed that game out.
If they don't win this series, that'll be the game you look at. You'll be heartbroken.
Yes. That's absolutely. You'll look back. Everyone will remember the Kako empty net that he missed.
I still don't know how he missed that.
I don't think he does either.
Let's hear from the – I'll never get over – if they lose this series, I will never get over that play. 1-800-919-3776. Here is Rangers head coach Gerard Gallant on the victory in Game 4.
We know we're playing against a real good hockey team over there. We battle with them and compete, but I think these four games have all been, anybody could have won any one of the games. I really believe that, and I know we executed real well tonight and finished off a power play goal and got a couple nice plays, and that was the difference in the game, but there's not much in the four games, in any of those games where a team ran away with it.
And these are low-scoring games, too. Four goals last night. That's the most we've seen in this series, right?
Yeah, for the most part, they've been yeah.
And those were four legitimate goals. Not like it was 2-0. You got two empty netters.
No.
Those are four goalies in the net.
No, that was. I mean, the fourth goal was a big goal.
Big goal because you felt the worm turning a little bit with the momentum.
Well, yeah, and then Ranta made a couple really good saves. It's like, okay, you know,
he's been really good.
He's been good for them. He's been good. Rangers power play has been good. That's been huge.
It's been great. Even that first power play, I think what McDonough says, he's like, they've done everything but score on this power play.
Yeah, and that builds so much momentum because you're getting chances. You're wearing down the other team. Crowds into it. Like you
got to be careful
that.
Your Carolina. Your Carolina, you can't take dumb penalties against this Rangers team.
Well, especially if you're not scoring on your power play. That's the thing.
No, you don't even come close to scoring.
No. I mean, it's just not. The numbers are startling with how bad their power play has been.
1-800-919-3776. Let's get to some of the Rangers calls. John in Forest Hills. John, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah, John?
Can you hear me?
Well, I hear you beautifully.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning, guys. I just want to say that, you know, I think last night was one of the Rangers' best games of the year. And I think if you're Carolina, you got to say, how do we score on Igor when, you know, he's just playing at another level right now. And I really thought the key to last night's game and maybe the key to game five would be how we played in the neutral zone. I thought we really stood them up in the neutral zone and really gave us a lot of opportunities off of that, stealing the puck.
Well, turnovers are big in any series, but, I mean, Carolina is not known as a team that gets their offense off the rush. They're a team that gets pucks deep and they forecheck, create turnovers, cycle, all that stuff. I actually think the Rangers did a really good job of getting out of their zone. Like not allowing Carolina to get in on the forecheck as much. Quick passes up, tape to tape, glass and all, whatever it took. I mean, that's the way you frustrate a team like that.
Well, they
and then Igor handles the puck well.
Same amount of opportunities as they had in game three.
No.
Right, you limited
no, game
that.
Three, Igor was, I mean, Igor stood on his head in game three.
And he was good last night, very good, but not otherworldly.
Yeah, but it's nice to have a night where he's like only got to make
of
a couple great saves.
And we say that, he still stopped, what, 30 of 31 shots.
Yeah, he's still awesome.
So it's not like he had a like the Devils of the mid-90s. Sorry,
no.
Marty. You know, make 12 saves in this game. Lou in Manalapan. Lou, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Rick. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks
You're very
call.
Welcome, Lou. What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
First off, let's go Mets. Let's go Rangers, always. I mean, after last night, you got to be more hopeful for the Rangers. I mean, the team's different when the Garden is buzzing and they're at home. But the real test for this team is going into Carolina and punching this team in the mouth. You know, we can't let Carolina feel comfortable at home anymore. You know, if you watch the Bruins series, every time they got home, it was like they were a new team. And the Rangers have to make the most out of these opportunities and really take control of this series next game. You got to love the way Kreider came out and played. You got to love the way Fox came out and played. The team's very exciting to watch. But, you know, there's a lot of hockey left, hopefully, for us. And you know, Dave, I thought I was going to meet you at Game 7 because I was working for Turner, and that opportunity didn't happen. So we need TBS to get the next round, and I'll see you there.
Oh, yes, you certainly will. And hopefully you'll see Rick as well, but he won't commit to much. So I don't know.
Well, I told you if it's Tampa, then they're more likely to go if it's
yeah,
Tampa.
Yeah. You know what? I've heard. I want to go to the draft. Okay, you guys want to go? No, I can't go. I want to go to the Met. You want to go to? Yeah, I can't go. I want to go to Game 7. All right, we'll go to that. I can't go. So I will believe it when I see it. And it's not because I don't care. It's because I do.
Well, no, I know you care. But you should also care about
my
long-term health.
Well, I do.
Okay.
Greatly. You should get like a vitamin-infused IV.
No, I don't. I just need sleep, man. That's
or sleep.
Or like some legitimate sleep.
Yeah.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You complain about lack of sleep. I think just one day, and this is a good tweet from the Biblioteca School of Technology. Rick, you wake up at 2:15. If you don't wake up on your own before 5 o'clock after playing games with that snooze button, you need the sleep. That's a 2.5-hour gap. Why don't you just sleep one day till 4:30? Just not a Thursday. Just give yourself one day where you sleep until 4:30.
You don't understand, though. That means I have to stay up later anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Tonight.
I still have to watch
the Mets
game.
Play this afternoon. The Yankees play at 7. At 9:30, get into bed. By 10 o'clock, go to sleep. There's nothing else you'll need to know, and wake up at 4:30.
No, but I also have to watch the St. Louis Blues game tonight.
And there you go.
Oh, what do you want to tell you? Because I have the point tomorrow.
Right, because if you don't watch the game tonight, there's no possible way that you could ever figure out what happened in the contest.
We wish blues!
What do I look like, a hack? That I'm just going to read an article to figure out what happened in the game?
You are your own worst enemy.
No, I want to know because they want me to do demos and I got to find turning points, so I got to watch the whole game. Just like I had to watch the whole Calgary-Edmonton game last night.
What time did you go to bed?
I told you, like 11 o'clock last night. I didn't watch the whole game.
You just said I watched the whole game.
No, I'm going to watch it. I'll have watched the whole game by the time I'm watching it. I watched some of it this morning, and then I'll watch the rest of it.
Therein lies my point. Go to bed at 9:30 tonight, sleep till 4:30 tomorrow morning, rejuvenate a little bit, and then at some point before, are you doing the point tomorrow?
I just told you that, yes.
Okay, then at some point, get ready for the point by watching the end of the game.
I think I got your number, Gloria!
Oh, Holly is the best.
I mean, you're killing yourself.
So they showed... I had this conversation with Ryan Callahan the other day, off camera, about Connor McDavid. And now, I don't want to get like in this like a J.J. Redick kind of situation where, you know, I'm insulting...
Oh, that's a great look for Redick.
I'm insulting Bob Cousy and everything else. Like, I don't want to go down that road. And I realize that the history of this game with Gretzky and Orr and Howe and Lemieux and all these names of great players, the greatest of all time. I mean, Gretzky's the great one for a reason. But as far as just strictly talent is concerned, I don't know. Like, I shut the TV off last night and went to bed saying to myself, like, I don't know how you stop Connor McDavid. I don't even know if it's possible.
Well, I don't think you do. You do remember we had this conversation on air the other day, right?
No, but I was bringing us to this. They put a graphic on the TV yesterday about, like, this is before this game. They put a graphic out. So the Edmonton Oilers with Connor McDavid on the ice and off the ice, the comparison. On the ice, their goal differential is plus 20. Off the ice, they're minus 7. On the ice, their scoring chance differential is plus 55 to minus 40. And their opponent's shots per game are 17 as opposed to when he's off the ice, almost 38.
You picked the Flames to go to the finals, didn't you, and to win the whole thing?
Yes.
How do you feel about that right now?
Awful. Terrible.
That must be eating you up.
It's killing me a little bit. I expected better than this.
Yeah, they can't stop Edmonton's offense.
No, they can't shut him down. They did a good job last night, but then Hyman scored again. Nugent Hopkins scored.
I'm sure people are clamoring to the radios for the breakdown of the Oilers and Flames, by the way.
No, but I think we have a lot of hockey fans that listen.
Yeah, but I don't think many people care about that.
Could you imagine how big Connor McDavid would be if he played like on the Rangers?
Oh, my God. No, actually, no.
I don't think I'd. Dude, I'm telling you, if he played for the Rangers, could you imagine?
I think hockey would be... I mean, it's big in New York, and people love the Rangers. It would be much more mainstream.
It would be huge.
It would be much more mainstream. What's his deal with Edmonton? Is he like locked in?
He's not going anywhere.
He's locked in there forever.
Especially now.
We're not going to get a Gretzky situation where they have to later on from him.
I don't know, man. If Connor McDavid was a Ranger, I mean, where as far as greatest athletes in New York now,
I think he'd be number one.
Who?
Right.
Well, it's going to be him. I mean, it would be him, Durant, Judge.
I think he'd be number one. I think he's better than Judge.
DeGrom?
DeGrom never pitches, though.
That's true. What a
sin. I think it'd be McDavid.
Dude, he's so nasty.
He's a different level. Let's go to Greg in the car. Good morning, Greg. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Hey, Rick, I just want to say you're a dangerous man playing with that snooze button. That thing has got me in trouble a lot. But I do also want to say thank you for taking my call, longtime fan. I do want to mention the Mets, how this team right now, with the fight that they have, we could talk about players good individual stats, but we want to talk about integrity and heart. This team does not give up. They do not want to take a loss. And I'm hoping, following the stats, they are, what, 14-1? Correct me if I'm wrong, Dave. After a loss?
They don't lose two games in a row. You're right, Greg. They don't lose two games in a row. Very accurate.
Well, listen, here's the thing, too, is you can tell, like, even when they, like, I get we have all these different teams do the jacket and all this other stuff. Like, we don't do, guys have handshakes and dances and everything else. But, like, you can just, like, there are times when they pan into the dugout and you see, like the raw emotion that it's not a celebration. It's not like something pre-planned. It's just like a guy walking over to another guy and just hugging him because everyone's so close.
They care. You can see how much they care. And I'm watching it last night, and I'm sure you watched it at 3 o'clock this morning. There was one play. It was early in the game. And I think they were down 1-0, and McNeil led off the second with a double. And Escobar hits a normal routine grounder to second base. And more times than not, the guy would jog down the line, be thrown out by 3 feet, and you'd move on. He sprinted down the line. The second baseman, Estrada, bobbled the ball just a little bit. And then by the time he made the throw over to first base, he beat it out. Like, and it's continuous. It's nonstop. They do it with every at-bat. So does the loss suck from last night? It's awful. To come back from down 8-2 and take a three-run lead and then take another lead after you blow it, it's brutal. But the one thing you cannot say about this team, they don't give you everything every single at-bat and every single inning.
You know what it is, too, that I really like? And I think this is exactly why a manager like Buck would be someone that I would, like, if I was a GM of a baseball team, like, I would be drawn to a guy like Buck. Because, like, you can give me all the analytics and everything else, and I believe in all that stuff. Like, the more information, the better. But you also have to have an idea of you know, what to use, what not to use. And, like, this whole notion, and I think we see this with the Yankees a lot of the time, or just, like, you get into an argument with someone that's all in on analytics. Well, you know, a strikeout's just, it's better than putting the ball on the ground because it could be a double play. Well, yeah, but there's also, putting some pressure on the defense, making them make a play. And, I mean, the Mets do that a lot. Like, the Mets right now have the best team batting average in all of baseball.
Oh, they're number one now? They were two yesterday morning.
No, they're 263, but they put a lot of balls in play. Like, you saw that last night, infield singles. Like there's something to be said about that. And we talk about that in the postseason all the time. We talk about that. There's always an error or some stupid defensive play that costs the team a game because they have to force them to make a play instead of just striking out.
And they've done a great job with that.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
What a dynamic we have. What a dynamic.
Oh, it's, yeah. These guys, stop with that one. I don't like I don't like that one.
Clean up.
We'll see naked ladies.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to need a clean up. That was very erotic.
I am hot. Oh, you picked the Rangers to win. It turned me on.
I'm going to say Rangers win tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot.
That's all you have to, like, you know, if a woman was trying to seduce me, forget about, like, you know what I could do to you right now? No.
Oh, just yeah.
Like, Giants will win this game outright. Oh, God.
Have you seen the Mets score?
Yeah. The Mets just scored 9 in the 8th. Goodness. That's a lot for me. I hugged hard bodies the other night.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot for me.
Well, that was a nice night. Well, we'll see you later. That's all I needed. You said the Rangers won game 4? Okay, that's good. I'm all set. No, thanks.
I'm done.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the calls. 1-800-919-3776. And by the way, Jay Williams, total fraud and liar.
But what now? I mean, he already lied to us once or twice, three times.
Didn't he tell us that he's boycotting the game?
He's playing. I heard it yesterday.
Yeah. So what is he doing?
He knows exactly what he's doing. He's trying to not hurt our feelings when in actuality he did.
He's playing both sides of the fence. Just be honest with us.
That's all we ask.
I understand it could be out of his control, but to say I'm not playing and now he never intended to not play.
Yeah, see, I don't understand that. All three of them come on the show once, twice a week, each of them.
They're all frauds. Well, I don't know that Keyshawn's a fraud. Max fraud, Jay Williams fraud.
Do you think Keyshawn
really
cares, though? Does Keyshawn really even care who's doing the play-by-play?
No. But the other guys really, it's tough. So Jay Will, is that what we've established? He's going to join us today on Crosstalk, RJ?
That is correct.
Okay. Unless they get overwhelmed, and who knows? That could happen.
It very well could. Let's go to the calls. Calls. 1-800-919-3776.
Calls.
Yes, Danny in Amityville. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great. What do you got, buddy?
None. Well, one, I want to say Rick is 100% right about McDavid being probably the greatest player of all time. Skill-wise, he's just literally incredible.
See, well, him I told you someone would be interested.
Can we say you're the greatest player of all time if you've never won the whole thing?
No, I meant talent-wise. It's either him or Mario Lemieux by strict talent.
I love how we just kick Gretzky to the side in this conversation.
No, Gretzky's the greatest of all time. I'm just saying, like, talent-wise, like, the ability to skate, like, all of it, like, the total package is insane.
Yes, 100%. And what I was calling him about is, I think the Rangers played absolutely amazing yesterday, and probably the best game of both series so far.
Really?
These guys just cannot win faceoffs.
No, they're terrible.
It's literally incredible.
Danny, it's not going to change. This is what it is.
I know. It's like I basically expect them to basically just start on defense on every single faceoff. Like it's literally crazy how it happens.
That's what they are. That's the team that they are. Thanks for the phone call.
You know what, though? Like, the whole McDavid-Gretzky thing is kind of like when we have the Tom Brady solidified himself as the greatest of all time, but he's not the most talented quarterback of all time.
No.
Right?
No. Is he close to as talented as Patrick Mahomes?
No, but that's the kind of, you know what I mean? But again, who knows? Like, with all the training and everything else now, Gretzky was so, like, how he saw the ice and everything else. Like, who knows with the training and nutrition and all that other stuff now, the difference, you know? That's what you got to take into account.
Gretzky's numbers are so insane.
Gretzky's numbers, dude, he's got, I mean.
I know, more
goals. He's got records that will never be touched, more assists.
It's incredible. It's incredible. What did he have, won 215 points in a season?
I don't know, but they show, we're doing the Battle of Alberta, Calgary, Edmonton, so we started showing highlights from old games, and there's the one of the iconic Gretzky goals where he comes down the left wing and takes a slap shot, and Mike Vernon's standing up, and he's like at the bottom of the circle trying to cut the angle off. Hey, Gretzky beats him top shelf. I'm like, oh, I couldn't even imagine.
Wayne Gretzky.
If I let a goal like that, how quickly
wasn't he considered not to be a real goal scorer, though?
Yeah, I mean, he was more of a facilitator than a goal scorer, but he could do whatever you wanted him to do.
Right, and he scored 92 goals in a season.
That's why there was the comparison between him and Crosby. Because Crosby's more like his mentality is, it's kind of like LeBron with Jordan. Like LeBron is, I mean, he's 6'9", but he's more of a point guard. Like it's for him, it's more, you know, set someone up first, but if you need me to score, I can score. Like, Sidney Crosby's led the league in goals.
Crosby's a phenomenal player, too. Dude, let's go to Shooter. I'm sure his kid will be yelling in the back seat. Shooter in Stanford. Good morning, Shooter.
Morning, fellas. Yeah, Josh Singh, let it go. Yankees, Mets. Thank you. Yankees, Mets, if you were going to lay some money down right now, who would it be on? And also, the Yankees and the Mets both have those wild cards, right? Like that Scott Brosius last night with the Yankees. Like when the big guys don't hit the big hit, he comes through in the clutch, and that's what championship teams have. So, who do you think, Yankees, Mets?
Well, what do you mean on the season? Who would I bet on?
Yeah, who would you bet on right now?
Oh boy,
That's a tough question. I think the Yankees bullpen's a bit of a mess right now.
Yeah,
long term now?
Mets starting pitching. I mean, so Scherzer's going to come back. That we know. McGill's going to come back. I guess he's not too far away. And you see DeGrom's going to ramp up his throwing now?
Yeah, they're saying maybe possibly end of June.
See, DeGrom is such a wild card.
How nice would that be? Oh.
Yeah, they're saying that he might be back before Scherzer.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, the oblique, that's a terrible injury.
I mean, can I get an answer? Am I going to get DeGrom back?
That sounds like it.
So if you're going to tell me I'm going to get DeGrom back,
well, how long? I think the better question is how long do you have him back, though? I think that would be the better question.
When I answer the question, if I have DeGrom, I'm going Mets. If I don't have DeGrom, I think I would go Yankees.
Here's the other reason why that's such a tough question, though, is because you know that Steve Cohen and Billy, they're going to make moves. Both teams
Yankees
will make
moves too.
No, I know, but I feel more confident saying like that the Mets will be more
aggressive.
because they know. I mean, because to your point, if all of a sudden DeGrom comes back, he's healthy and he looks good, I get Scherzer back, McGill back, right? And now my pitching staff is whole. I mean, he's a Mets fan, so he probably feels the same way we do, is that, I mean, why wouldn't I take my rotation, that rotation up against anybody?
Against anybody. And then think about this, too. When you get to the postseason, you're not going to start five. So Carrasco now goes to the bullpen. Like, for argument's sake, I don't know if it's going to be Carrasco that goes to the bullpen, but say Carrasco goes to the bullpen, right? So now you strengthen it there. You make a move for two guys, but all of a sudden you have a much better team.
Yeah, you get a bat, you get bullpen help.
So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see if Dom Smith is long-term with the Mets.
Well, see, that's the other thing, though, too. But here's the other thing, though, too. I mean, okay, great, Pete. You've played the entire 162. You know, we gave you your way, first base. Look at your numbers as a DH. You realize we're a better team when you DH and Dom Smith plays first, right?
Well, and yes, and Dom is a much better defensive first baseman.
But that, you could sell him that way. Okay, we gave you the regular season. Now the best way to get the most out of this lineup is, on defense and offense, is have Dom play first, and then you're the DH. Now I don't have to worry about replacing you late in games either.
Correct.
I mean, that's a possibility, too.
It sure is. But I think both teams will be active as we get towards the deadline. Let's go to Ryan in the truck. Good morning, Ryan. You're on 98.7, buddy.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Rick. I was just wondering what you guys think about bringing Brett Gardner back if there's more injuries on the Yankees.
I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I think that ship has sailed as well.
Yeah, completely.
I think so. I mean, what do you, I mean, well, let's be honest.
Don't you have, we still, where's Inciarte? Is he still with the Yankees or no?
I think so.
And then LeCastro, they're not bringing Gardner back.
I mean, LeCastro should be back at some point.
I can't imagine they're bringing Brett Gardner back.
So you're telling me that what the Yankees tried out there in the outfield now, Inciarte could not play for them?
See, that's why I asked, though. Is that a roster situation? Is that they would have to put him on their 40 man?
Would that be so awful though?
Well, it depends on, I mean, who they want to lose or whatever it is. I'd have to find out.
I got it. I mean, at this point,
he's a good outfielder.
He's a terrific outfielder, and he I don't know what he is now, but he used to be a pretty good hitter too. I've seen enough of Florial to tell you he's I don't think he's gonna be a big time major league player at all.
He's a terrific athlete, though. That's why it's so, I mean, it's so enticing. He's a really good athlete.
But do you know how old he is?
How old he is? I mean, when he was young, when we started talking about him.
I mean, he's already 24 years old. It's not like he's a baby anymore.
Relax. I mean, like 24 years old. Stop, please.
All right. When you watch Florial, you watch him and you think to yourself, you know what? This is a future star for me.
No.
He didn't hit the ball.
No, but it's again. I mean, this is you hate to quit on, you know, young talented guys that are really good athletes. But have you felt like they've given him a real fair chance to get the appropriate
amount of bats? What do you want to do? Just trot him out to center field for the next 2 months and see what he's capable of doing?
No. It's going to depend on what happens with Stanton here too. Right. I mean, the beauty, Stanton was able to play right field, which was huge.
Could you imagine the panic if Stanton is hurt? Oh my God!
It's a calf, though, man. Calves are a big problem.
So what do you? I'm not going to even ask you to speculate, but that's dangerous territory now, especially a guy that big.
Yes, who's had a history of leg issues. That's the problem too.
Sure is.
And you realize, I mean, because you had you're off to a good start too, right? It's like you don't. I mean, you want to take your time. You don't want to try to rush it.
Now
back.
He's looked bad. Shaky lately. You bad. Think that's a product of the calf bothering him, or the calf happened after he maybe was compensating?
I think that maybe this is a good way to just kind of take a break here for a minute because he is struggling.
Things are struggling. Like let's take you out of lineup a little bit.
Maybe it's tight. I mean, we'll see what that means. Listen, the MRI could come back and he could have a partial, tear or something in it. Who knows?
Can you? I mean, Judge will never see a pitch again.
Just think how he swings, though, man. I mean, that size with that much force.
Oh, it's so violent.
And there are some swings, too, with at pitches that are just like.
And he hits the ball so hard.
So hard.
Let's go to Mike in Troy, New York. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thanks, buddy. What's up?
Hey. So, I need some advice. So, fiance is a huge Rangers fan. She watches every single game, every year. And I'm a huge Lightning fan.
Uh-oh.
So if the Rangers get through, I don't know what to do, man. I mean, I'm going to have to watch it at my parents' house. She's going to have to go to her parents' house.
What did you say? It's a wife or a girlfriend?
Wife.
A fiance, yeah.
Fiance, so to be wife. When's the wedding?
Yep. No date yet. We just got engaged in December, so.
So you can still get out of this thing.
Oh, this is touch and go, though. This could be. This could really set the table here.
She's diehard. She loves the Rangers.
Diehard. Every single game she watches.
How did you become a Lightning fan?
Well, I moved down to Tampa, and I wasn't, you know, a big hockey fan, but my friend was that I moved down there with, and we got season tickets, and ever since, I just loved them.
Yeah, this sounds like a legitimate fandom. This is a tough one. I think, do you live together?
Yes.
Could you separate if that series were to take place?
Like, separate just for that
just for
series?
Just for the series, like,
he
live elsewhere,
said,
yeah.
I mean, you don't listen to people. He live just elsewhere? Said he'd watch the game at his parents' house.
I'm not talking about watching the game. I'm talking about maybe move into the parents' house for
a while. No, come on. What are you, an animal?
Well, I'm trying to give him appropriate advice.
No, because if you win, you're happy, right? And if you lose, she wins, so then she can cheer you up because she'll be happy. You don't move out of the house. What's wrong with you?
I think that's probably the only answer, to be honest.
I think it's a no-lose for him. His team's won back-to-back Stanley Cups. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Doesn't matter. He loves them.
I get he loves them, but he loves his fiance
more. If the Jets won two consecutive Super Bowls, you don't think you would be chomping at the bit for a third?
Of course I would be. But if it was if the decision was move out of the house for a couple weeks.
Just for a couple weeks. I'm not saying end the relationship.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, you're an idiot. All right, Zach Wilson. I'm embarrassed for you.
Think about little Dave. So you don't think about little Dave. You just think about big Dave.
That's right. In moments of 2 weeks of a playoff series for a conference championship, I don't think about little Dave. That's exactly right.
I'm all inclusive, baby. I consult with the little guy and I say, hey, listen, what do you want?
See, I'm not worried about him.
Hot. I put little strings on him and treat him like a little puppet.
Zach Wilson, do you know Zach Wilson is? He's at the Mets game the other day. I didn't hear, but did you hear that he confused Keith Hernandez?
No, he didn't.
RJ Ray, did you hear the story? And I feel embarrassed because I don't know the exact story. I guess he was wearing a Wilson jersey, and somehow Keith thought it was a Mookie Wilson.
It was Mookie.
Yeah, and he was like, maybe he's not wearing the right number for Mookie Wilson.
He had no idea.
I did hear that, yeah.
Yeah.
So loves the Mooks. Yep.
Zach Wilson. Anyway, Zach Wilson, he loves all these New York sports teams.
It's interesting. I never watched hockey my whole life, but, you know, we got to go to that Islanders game last year, and then this year the Rangers game. Something about that playoff hockey is just a blast. And, you know, I get a lot of comments on the whole Rangers-Islanders thing. It's like, really, I'm just a fan of New York. Any New York sports teams I want to support. And so, you know, they're really a blast to go out. And, you know, being an MSG for a playoff game, you know, game seven or whatever it was, is a blast. And so that was a ton of fun. Mets game was fun. You know, obviously you want to go to a Yankees game. You know, basketball games, of course. Once those get started up again.
I don't know if I feel great about this.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
I mean, pick a team.
But then you can't. Like, if you just want to go to games, that's fine. Like, we don't have to wear jerseys and stuff.
Exactly. I don't think you can go to an Islanders game, wear an Islanders jersey, root for the Isles, and then now all of a sudden you're rooting for the Rangers the next year.
No, he doesn't understand how deep the hatred is there.
That's right. Pick a team. Because Raymond is so talented, he dug up the Keith Hernandez audio of the confusion when... Well, let's take a listen last week.
And
he likes the Mook. I told you, the Mook.
Keith, either that or it's his own name.
Oh!
Well, I don't see what number. He's not wearing number
one.
Well,
I didn't see the number.
He likes the Mook.
I love Keith. I love him.
He's so good.
I love him.
I love that. Yeah, look.
And
he likes the Mook.
His name is Wilson.
I love him. I respect that, though. You can't wear a jersey with your name on it.
Why not?
With your own name.
Why not? He's Zach Wilson. I'm sure he didn't go out and purchase it. I'm sure it was given to him.
I know, but if someone says, hey, Rick, we want to give you a jersey, give me a jersey with the player that I like. Like, give me a DeGrom jersey.
I would be willing to bet you a lot that Zach Wilson has never heard of Mookie Wilson.
You don't think someone mentioned that to him when he was at the game? Like, oh, hey, you have the same name as Mookie Wilson, last name, maybe? No?
No.
See, that's the other thing I don't like. You gotta be, if you're gonna go to these games,
learn
you
a little bit.
Learn a little bit.
Like you, if you say Rajil Bear to Zach Wilson, I'm sure he has no idea. No,
dive in.
You say Brian Trottier to Zach Wilson, no idea.
Rajil Bear, one of the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life.
Ever.
Live in the same building as Cassie. I would see him all the time. Like, what a nice. Oh, he's the best.
Wonderfully nice man. You know who else is super nice? Clyde Frazier. Oh,
Clyde's a great dude. He made my father-in-law's life. I took my father-in-law to a game, and we were there before the game. And Clyde and my dad, my father-in-law is a basketball player. He played at Wagner, so we got to take a picture with Clyde. I mean, you never seen a guy with a bigger smile on his face.
What a nice man!
Such a nice guy. So approachable. Really good. Really.
You know
good
who else
guy.
Is a super nice guy?
No.
Santiago. I
the
mean,
best. The best.
The nicest of the nice.
Especially when he gets extra sleep during the week.
And he got a lot on Monday because he slept in. Here he is with his three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
So number three's got to go to the New York Rangers, right? We tie up the series. We get
I give them number one if I were you.
Well,
this is your baby.
Well, no, we're rolling along. But, you know, my favorite part of the game was not, you know, winning the goals and everything. It's just that, you know, after game three, Gerard Gallant basically implied that he was going to send Ryan Reeves after them, and then cooler heads prevailed. It never actually happened. Ryan Reeves didn't have to lift a finger last night. All he had to do was laugh in D'Angelo and Domi's faces, and it feels like he's in their head, so I'm really interested to see where this goes in Game 5 and going forward.
Those are real tough guys when there's an official in between
I'm embarrassed for you right now that you gave the Rangers the third star, by the way.
They should be the first star, right?
Well, I didn't want to be accused of being a homer, Rick.
It's a must-win game, though, and they won. They played great.
Number two.
We got that to the bottom of the whole Raleigh thing, but I don't think it was resolved.
Rangers and Hurricanes, game five in Raleigh.
Anyway, here's Steve Levion.
That sounded better.
It sounded better, but you had a good conversation with Kenny. And
Rangers 20 minutes away from sending the series back to Raleigh, all even. That's Raleigh, not Raleigh.
So
look at Leaves. Look at him.
He listens. He loves the show.
Hi, Steve. Big fan.
Hi.
Number one.
He's got good hair.
Terrific hair.
I mean, I don't even know how to throw to this.
I'm going
to
say Rangers win tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We found out Dave's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also honorable mention to.
Ah, he likes the Mook.
Big fan of the Mook.
That's so good.
He likes the Mook.
He's
very good.
I could listen to those. I could listen to him all day long.
Ah, he likes the Mook.
All right, let's bring in Jay Will. On the NBA postseason. Also, Jay Will, guess where he is right now, Rick?
I believe he's in North Kakalaka.
Yeah, he's in
North Kakalaka, baby.
He's in
Raleigh. Can you guys say it correctly?
In Raleigh.
You guys are doing that to the Canes fans down here? That's what you're doing?
It's Raleigh. By the way, Jay.
Yes.
I'm going to be on in Raleigh at 2:15 today if you'd like to tune in.
Really?
Yeah, on 99.9.
99.9 The Fan. Can I call in and ask you if you have finally figured out what the Centurion card means?
He has no idea, Dave. He has no idea.
What do you mean Centurion card? I didn't hear that yesterday.
Now I'm trying to break it down another level for him, Rick. You know what I mean? I'm trying to help you.
What color is the Centurion card, Dave?
You know, I'm not wealthy like you guys.
Oh, my God.
I don't have all these extra beautiful credit cards.
Dave, come on.
Not playing your game.
It's the Black American Express, David.
Oh, sorry.
Well, can you not put two? He's trying to give you clues.
That sounds like an angry parent.
We're playing Clue right now. Dave's got a Shell gas card that he uses.
You know, just because I don't have hundreds of dollars pouring out of my ears doesn't mean you should make fun of me. I wasn't a professional athlete. I've worked for what I've gotten. I didn't just start out in the number one market in the country like the two of you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
That's how low you stoop, huh?
Well, you know what? I'm not happy with you at all.
Huh?
And I'll tell you why I'm not happy with you. Because last week you come on with your whole song and dance of, guys, I'm not playing in the game unless you're calling it.
I'm still not playing. What are you talking about?
You're so full of it. You'll be there.
How am I full of it? I'm still not playing. What else do you need me to do other than say it publicly? I'm saying it nationally, live on air with you two. I mean, what other better message to send to my bosses than to say it live on a show that I know that they cover and they listen to all day, every day?
I don't know that I believe you.
Well, please tell me what you need me to do, Dave, to make you feel comfortable in our new relationship.
Don't show up for that game.
I want you to walk up to Max and say you're a fraud and slap him right in the face.
I would happily do that.
I believe you would.
I know you would.
That wouldn't even be like paying off a debt. I think you would just like to do that.
So do you guys believe in all this stuff that Brian Daboll's talking about as it relates to Daniel Jones, about pulling the, you know, just being aggressive and not being afraid of the consequences and attacking?
I do. I like Brian Daboll, man. Nice, yeah, by the way, Dave, did you see him at the Rangers game? He's an animal.
He loves the Rangers, too.
But he needs to go to every Rangers game if they're going to be undefeated when his presence is there.
Jay, are you into the Rangers?
I've been into the Rangers. I have been bigger into playoff hockey, guys, as I've been doing TV longer and longer. It's hard for me throughout the regular season because there's so many sports going on, obviously with basketball, too. But getting into playoff hockey, I still haven't been to a playoff game. I would go. I watched the game last night.
All right, Jay, here's what we're going to do. Okay. All right. When are you back from Raleigh?
We're back Thursday.
If the Rangers win Thursday night and we can get you a ticket for the suite at ESPN, which I think we probably can, you're a huge star, would you like to go with us, our show, to take in Game 6?
This depends, because last time Rick invited you somewhere, you didn't. Well, actually, you invited Rick.
No,
Rick,
no, we had a plan. Yeah, he didn't show up. Right, he didn't show up.
So that's a lot of pressure on me, Rick. See what he's doing to me?
I know. That's what he does.
And this will be a Saturday? This will be a Saturday.
It will be Saturday. I don't have a time yet for you. Would you like to go?
See, this is what makes it hard, Dave, because I would say I would like to go. I have to check in with the boss first.
I understand.
I have not been home with the two kids, and she's pregnant for 3 days. I have to check in with her.
All right. Listen, we have to go. Let's revisit this, okay?
Okay. All right.
We'll revisit. I'm getting it. Enjoy Raleigh. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for saying Raleigh correctly.
Well, I'm not an idiot. Thank you.
There's a young journalist down there at 36.
I was a
years
young
old.
Journalist down there. I'm going to be on 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh at 2:15.
Oh, it's the young Dave Rothenberg.
All right, then. KJM coming your way in just a moment. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg. And
he likes the MOOC.
Let's go, Rangers.
Oh, 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.